Romans 12:1 says, present your body. That's the way we show our gratitude to God. You need to understand this. I urge you, in view of this wonderful salvation, in view of the tremendous mercies of God that I've explained in the previous 11 chapters, how are you going to respond? Not pay your tithe. Present your body as a living sacrifice. Do you know the meaning of sacrifice? Holy sacrifice. A sacrifice is something where I have to deny myself something in order to do it. You know, if a person had to give a sacrifice in the Old Testament, it was expensive. People who committed a sin, they had to bring a goat. How much does a goat cost? I don't know how much it costs here in terms of dollars, but think of if you had to bring a goat every time you sinned, you'd stop sinning pretty quickly, I'll tell you that. Because it'd be expensive. So don't think it was cheap to commit sin in the Old Testament. Today, because you just have to say, Lord, forgive me, sin has been conveyed, getting freedom from sin is so cheap, and that's why you keep committing sin. But you read that in the book of Leviticus, they had to bring sacrifices. Sacrifices were costly. And here, it's not talking about money. He's talking about a more costly sacrifice, present your body. Now I'll tell you, there was an offering in the Old Testament called the burnt offering. And the burnt offering, you read about it in Leviticus chapter 1. And just by the way, a lot of people think Leviticus is a boring book. It's not. It's a very interesting book. There's a little commentary of mine at the back called Through the Bible. I remember somebody who got a copy of it said, Brother Zach, all my life I thought Leviticus was a boring book till I read your book Through the Bible. And I saw it so interesting. Every book of the Bible is interesting. In Leviticus chapter 1 it says when you give a burnt offering to God, you can't just put the whole bullock on the altar. You must cut it into pieces and then put it on the altar. And it's going to be burnt up. You think that's crazy. Why should you cut it up if it's going to be burnt up? You might as well put the whole thing there and burn it up. But there was a reason, because the meaning behind it was, it was a picture of what we read in Romans 12:1. Everything in the Old Testament was a picture of what is going to be fulfilled in the New Testament. So here, when a man presents his body, you don't just say, Lord, here's my body. You got to cut it up. And then it takes on meaning. If I say to you, give your body to the Lord. You say, sure, here, Lord, take it. Hang on, let's cut it up. Lord, here are my eyes. I never, from today onwards, want to look at anything which you don't want me to look at. Never. I never want to read anything you don't want me to read. I don't want to watch television, anything that you cannot sit and watch with me. I never want to watch a movie which you will not be able to watch with me. I never want to look at a billboard which you don't want me to see. I present my eyes to you completely. And I want to use my eyes to read what you want me to read, like the Bible. Okay, and that's just the eyes. Now, Lord, I want to give you my tongue. We are cutting up the offering, right? Lord, I never want to say anything with my tongue which I can't say if you were standing right in front of me. I always want to talk to my wife as if you're standing between me and my wife. Boy, will there be a difference in the way you speak to your wife if you realize Jesus is there and you're giving your tongue to Him. I never want to speak to my husband in any other way than with you there. I present my tongue to you from today. This tongue is never going to sing a worldly song. It's going to sing songs for the glory of God. I present my tongue to you. And now, Lord, my hands. I'm cutting up my body slowly, little by little. Here are my hands, Lord. I'm never going to write a letter or type something on the computer which is going to hurt anyone. I'm going to bless people with the emails I write, and everything I do with my hands is going to be holy. I present my hands to you. Now tell me, I've just gone to three parts of your body, right? I haven't come to the inner desires and longings and all that. Eyes, tongue, and hands. Okay, let's stop there. Is it easier to pay 10% of your income or to give your eyes, tongue, and hands? If you're given an option, person say, Lord, here's the 10%. Just leave me alone and let me do what I like with my eyes, tongue, and hands. This is the reason why people pay their tithe. They don't want to give the offering which God wants from them. They offer a cheap substitute. When God wants something costly, they give something cheap. Here, Lord, take your 10% and leave me alone to do what I like with my eyes, to speak as I like with my tongue, to do what I like with my hands. Don't trouble me, I gave you your 10%. It's one of the greatest deceptions being practiced in Christianity today, and hardly anybody speaks against it because they don't know the scriptures. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, don't pay your tithe. Present your body as a living sacrifice. A sacrifice means when you're tempted with your to do things with your parts of your body, you deny yourself. When you're tempted to get angry, you die. And dead men don't get angry. I die to myself. When I'm tempted to lust, I die to myself. That is a living sacrifice. And then it says that's the way you worship God. Did you read that? The new NASB is so clear. That is your spiritual worship. Or worship in the spirit. How do you worship in the spirit? It's not by making a lot of noise. The priests of Baal made a lot of noise. No fire came. It's a counterfeit. I believe in making noise. I believe in shouting the praises of God, hallelujah, and everything else. Raising my hands, clapping my hands. Provided I have presented my body. But if I raise my hands and I haven't offered my hands to God every day of the week, it's a deception. You know what I preach in my church about worship? I say, when you sing on Sunday morning, God is not listening to how loud you sing, how beautifully you sing, whether it's melodious. God's not seeing whether the instruments are all on tune. I'll tell you what God's listening to. How did you live the last 6 days of the week? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Did you yell at your wife or yell at your husband and you come here and use that tongue to sing to God? He's not listening to you. How did you use your eyes? To lust after women? And you come here to read the songs to sing? God's not listening to you. It's not worship. It's just entertainment. And that's why some people go away from a time of Sunday morning and say, didn't we have a good time? The emphasis is on we. Didn't we have a good time singing today? Were you singing to God or were you singing to, was it some type of entertainment? There's not much difference between some rock concerts and Sunday morning services nowadays. So I say, on the other hand, if you lived a self-denying sacrificial life the last 6 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then came to sing and you sang completely out of tune, and the music instruments were all out of tune as well, God will be delighted. Not delighted because you're out of tune, and it's good to sing in tune. But my point is that your 6 days of your life, you don't have a gift of music. There are some people like that who just don't have a gift of music. I know some brothers, they can't even sing two lines straight. It's out of tune. But if their life is right, God accepts their worship. That is spiritual worship. Romans 12:1, your spiritual worship is if you have offered your body to God.